And we hear.
我们来到教会, 我们坐在这里, 我们听, 然后我们就看。
If we like what we see and what we hear, we're happy.
如果我们来到, 我们听到而且看到的东西, 我们觉得我们喜欢的, 我们就开心。
If we don't like what we hear and what we see, then we criticize.
那么如果我们不喜欢, 看到一些东西我们不喜欢的, 或者听到一些东西我们不喜欢的, 我们就批评。
That's the reason why this pastor say the congregations are the critics.
所以这个牧师说很多时候这个会众呢就是这些批评者。
Now for this morning, we want to talk about the meaning of Christian worship.
今天早上我们来看看这个基督徒的崇拜的意义。
One of the favorite passages that we want to refer to is in John chapter 4.
我喜欢用这个约翰福音第四章。
Is about the Samaritan woman at the well and Jesus. Both of them have a dialogue, have a conversation.
是在第四章二十一节那里，我们都很熟悉这个故事，就是一个妇人来到那个井拿水，然后耶稣就跟他讲话。
This is a very long passage. Let me read to you verses 21 to 24.
这是在约翰福音第四章二十一到二十四节，让牧师念出来。
Let me read verse 21 to 24. Woman, Jesus replied, "Believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritan worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipper the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipper must worship in spirit and in truth."
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我。 时候到了，你们拜父也在山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的是你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候到了，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父 要这样的人拜他，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。So
it tells the familiar story of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well.
这是我们很熟悉的故事，是讲到这个妇人在这个撒玛利亚妇人在井那边的打水。Now
it is appropriate that the setting, that the background for this story. Is at the well.
这个故事的那个这个背景就是在那个井那里水。The
reason is because oftentimes we run dry in our worship.
很多时候呢，我们的崇拜是觉得很干。And
someone said that the worship is the pump. It's the pump that keeps the water flowing, so that the well of living water will not run dry.
那么有人说，这个崇拜就是好像那个井将那个水推动了，让我们就不会觉得枯干。What
is worship?
那么什么是崇拜呢？
So let us try first of all to define the meaning of the word worship.
让我们来看看这个崇拜的那个字的它的意思。The
word worship in English comes from the Anglo-Saxon worth and ship.
这个 worship 这个字和崇拜是有两个字。And
the meaning is that worth, value. When we worship God, we are declaring the value of God.
是从两个字，一个就是 worth， 就是那个它的价值，就是神是值得我们去崇拜的。And
in the Hebrew terminology, the word worship has the meaning of to bow down, to prostrate.
这个在希伯来文呢，这个崇拜的有这个意思，就是说要跪下来敬拜，跪下来。The
Old Testament the idea convey in this term is a reverential attitude of mind and body combined with the notion of religious adoration.
这在这个希腊文，他们的意思就是说，这个崇拜是用 接连我们的心灵，我们的一切的，我们的激动，我们的心灵诚实的去崇拜神。
When the people of Israel heard that God has spoken to Moses,
当以色列人他们听到摩西对他们说话的时候
，and the Bible says they bowed their heads and worshipped.
圣经说他们低下头，然后就敬拜神。
The Greek term often indicated by the word meaning also prostrate himself.
这个希腊文这个崇拜的意思也是像好像就是这样那个脸摆在地上跪下来然后去崇拜敬拜。
And Jesus used this word as he spoke with the woman at the well.
这耶稣就是用这些话对这个在井那边的妇人讲话。
So God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
耶稣对这个妇人说，神是个灵，所以呢，敬拜他的是用心灵更诚实的去敬拜他。
Christian worship defies definition. That means you don't have to define it. It's difficult to define.
基督徒的崇拜就是很难是用言语去解释的。
Because it can only be experience.
因为我们崇拜的经验是要我们自己的个人去经验的。
A living experience may be analyzed.
很难去了解去分析一个我们就是真正可以经验过的这些经验。
But it can never be completely comprehended, you know, put in the formula and creeds.
就是一个经验你可以去分析，但是呢，如果你没有自己去经验过的，就是很难去跟你用话语来讲出来。
And Paul has accurately described the dilemma in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
好像保罗在这个哥林多后书第十二章那边有说。
He talked of an experience that he was being caught up, he was being taken into paradise.
他讲到他的经验，怎么样神把他带去天堂那边。
And he was saying that I had an experience.
他说我有这个经验。
But it is an experience that is inappropriate for me to describe and speak about.
他说他觉得就是好像不大适当的，很难的去讲出来。
And so certain experience is in worship are so intimate, that the worshipper cannot describe it.
因为我们跟神，我们崇拜他的时候，我们的经验是很亲密的，有时候很难是用话语去形容的。
Although the majesty and holiness of God cannot be comprehended.
就是说神他的神秘很难让人的头脑去了解。
And that the feeling of awe cannot be strictly defined.
所以呢，我们对神这个崇拜，我们有这些跟神灵里面的经验，很难就是用话语去形容或者去讲出来。
And yet we can reflect on the meaning of worship.
但是我们要试想去反想这个崇拜的意义。
Now when we are able to understand more the idea of what worship is, then our worship experience will be more meaningful.
当我们如果可以对崇拜有多一些了解的时候，那我们的崇拜就更有意义了。
So I want to use several words to describe what worship is.
我想用一些话语去形容这个崇拜。
The worship, first of all, is a mystery.
崇拜首先呢是就是一个好像一个神秘那样。
Worship is both mystery and yet revelation.
崇拜呢是一个神秘，也同样是一个启示。
See, when we worship God, we experience the presence of God in revelation, and we stand in awe of the wonders of God.
当我们崇拜神的时候，我们就是觉得神的那个是那么的伟大，我们去敬畏他。当这样子的时候呢，神就会对我们有他自己的启示。
So God both reveals and reholds himself.
所以神同时的去他显现给我们看，也去这个隐藏起来。
So man can be conscious of God.
那我们可以知道有神的存在。
But he can never fully comprehend God.
但是人是永远不可以完全的了解神。
Because God must withhold himself.
因为神他要隐藏起来。
He withhold his revelation.
他要把他的这个启示不可以完全的启示完全的拿出来。
Because man, we cannot totally comprehend God.
因为我们人的头脑是有限的，根本就没有可能完全的了解神。
If we come into total comprehension of the being of God, we may be struck dead.
如果我们真的可以完全的看到神的出现，然后可以完全的了解他的时候，大概我们就被这个他的荣耀被打死了。
Because we are so overwhelmed by it,
因为
and we'll be struck dead.
因为我们真的没有可能可以忍受这一切，大概我们就会死。
You remember the incident when Moses asked to see God. Moses said, God, I want to see your face.
你有没有记得在圣经里面，摩西对神说，神啊，我很想看到你的脸。
And God said to him, No, you cannot see me.
那神对摩西说，没有可能了，你不可以看到我的脸。
If you see me, you're going to be struck dead.
如果你看到我的脸的时候，你就会死。
What I can do for you is that you hide in the cleft of a rock.
我可以这样子做，你可以就隐藏在一个磐石里。
And when I pass by, you can only see my back.
那当我经过的时候，我的荣耀，你只是看到我的背。
So in worship, we experience both. We experience the transcendence of God as well as the imminent presence of God.
那所以呢，我们崇拜的时候，我们可以享受到神的他的存在。
他的
超越性。
So it is a mysterious experience.
我们可以感觉到他的超越性，而且他的存在，这是一个神秘的经验。
Secondly, the second word I want to use is worship is celebration.
第二点呢，这个崇拜也是一个信主。
Because at worship, we are celebrating the works of God.
因为呢，崇拜的时候，我们敬拜我们信主神的他的作为。
So, what God has done in history.
看到他在历史上所做的。
We celebrate because of His creation.
我们信主因为他的创作。
We celebrate because of the providence of God.
因为我们也信主，因为他的圣性
神性。And we celebrate because of the covenant redemption that He had provided for us.
那我们信主呢，因为他的救赎。
We celebrate because of what He had done in Jesus Christ, the cross and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们的信主呢，因为他。耶稣道成肉身，然后死在十字架上，
so,
后来又复活。
So man worship in appreciation for what God has done for him.
所以我们敬拜神，我们庆祝神，因为他为我们做了这一切伟大的事。
So worship is a celebration.
所以呢，崇拜是一个庆祝。
Now when we have a big celebration, a wedding, a party.Or an anniversary, we spend time preparing for the event.
那当我们庆祝一个有什么特别的日子的时候，譬如说婚礼啊、生日派对啊，或者周年纪念的时候，我们都会花时间去准备。
Then in the same way, we must spend time preparing for this celebration.
所以同样呢，我们来敬拜的时候，我们要花一点时间来这个准备我们的信。
So we know that the pastor prepared.
我们知道牧师要准备。
The worship leader is prepared.
那个带领这个主席也要准备。
The choir members, they have to prepare.
诗班也要准备。
The pianists have to prepare.
那么事情呢也要准备。
But more importantly, not only these people must prepare, but also the congregation must prepare.
那不单止这些要服侍的人他们要准备，那最重要的那个会众也要准备。
Why? Because we are all participants in this celebration.
为什么呢？因为我们都来参加这个信主。
So when you come to church, do not consider yourself as the audience or the spectator. You just come and watch a drama that we are playing before you.
所以呢，当你来教会崇拜的时候，不要当自己是一个听众者，就是只是来听来看一场戏。
So remember that we are all participants.
记得我们每个人都是要来参与的。
When we come to church, we all must prepare ourselves physically as well as spiritually.
我们来教会之前，我们大家要准备，不但只是我们的肉身上要准备，我们的心灵上也要准备。
Because it is a celebration when you leave this place, you are energized, you are empowered.
因为这是一个信主，当你离开这个教会之后，你就觉得很有那个力量。
When I was in the U.S., I liked to preach in a black church.
当我在美国的时候，我很喜欢在黑人的教会讲道。
Now, have you seen the black church service?
你有没有去过一个黑人的教会的那个信主吗？
It is certainly a celebration.
他们的崇拜是一个好像一个信主。
They sing and they read and with gusto and enthusiasm.
他们唱诗歌，他们念读经，他们都很活跃的。With
a lot of life.
很多的生命，这个活跃在那里。And
when the preacher preaches, there is a lot of response from the congregation.
当那个牧师讲道的时候，那个会众也有很多的回应。They
will say Amen, Hallelujah, Brother, preach on.
阿门啊，哈利路亚，这样子。
I was usually uplifted when I preach in a black church.
当我去到一个黑人教会讲道之后，我就觉得觉得蛮有了那个力量。I
am more lifted than the congregation.
那我觉得我真的很兴奋，我讲到我兴奋到好像比他们那些会众的更兴奋。
I used to tell my pastor friend, black pastor friend.
我跟我的那个朋友说，
See, you invite me anytime. Don't have to pay me honorarium. I like to come to church.
他说，牧师说，你随时随地可以叫我来讲道，我不用收这个讲道费的。
Now in the Old Testament, the psalmist write songs for the temple worship.
在旧约，有赞美这个诗篇，也有讲到这个崇拜的赞美。
And telling the people to serve the Lord with gladness.
他说你们要用这个诗篇一百篇第二节那边说你们要乐意侍奉神，要当耶和华歌唱。And
enter into His temple with singing.
去到神的殿是用 赞美诗歌去进入他的殿。
This is the day that the Lord had made. Be glad and rejoice in it.
这是神的日子，所以你们进去他的院的时候要感谢他，要称颂他的名。
So let me ask you, are you serving the Lord with gladness?
那让我问你一下，你是不是很愿意的、很乐意的去侍奉神呢？
When you come to church, are you having fun?
你来到教会的时候，你是不是觉得很快乐？
Are you celebrating?
你是不是带着一个这个信主的信来呢？
Sometimes I don't feel like you are worshiping.
有时候我觉得你们不是在崇拜。
You are vegetating.
你好像是说来这个探访那样子。
You are roaming in the far galaxy.
你好像是在哪里不知道很远的地方。
Now, when you go to a ball game, you shout and you yell.
当你去到一个球赛的时候，你就会喊啊叫啊。
But when you come to church, you shift gear to comatose mode.
好像你来到教会的时候，你就觉得很安静，好像不要快要睡着的这样子。
Now the third word I like to use is the word adoration.
第三个字我想用来形容这个崇拜呢，就是这个赞美。
Worship is to express our adoration towards God in sincerity.
这个崇拜就是我们对神他的那个大能，然后我们对他这样子的表达我们的赞美。
There's always the feeling of awfulness and the awesomeness and love.
这我们来崇拜神的时候，我们赞美他，因为我们觉得他那么的伟大。
And we sing and oh God, how great thou art.
我们唱这个诗歌说，上帝啊，你是多么的伟大。
Oh, thou art God who works wonders, who has manifested the might among the nations.
你的创造奇迹在，就是表现在万国中的威力。
And such feelings often turned into songs of praise.
这些我们对神的这个和睦，我们对他的这个崇拜，就变成了一切的诗歌。
So worship is celebration.
所以那个崇拜就是这个信主。
And number four, worship is spirit touches spirit.
那第四点呢？这个崇拜也是灵跟灵的接触。
What happens when we worship?
当我们崇拜的时候，有什么事发生呢？
It is the spirit of God touches our spirit.
就是神的灵对我们的灵摸住我们的灵。
The true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.For such, the Father seeks to worship Him.
耶稣说，就是要真正崇拜他的，就是用灵去灵跟诚实的去崇拜。
So do you hear what John is saying that the Father is seeking for worshippers?
你有没有看到，就是约翰他这里他说，这个天父就是要正在寻找这样子去崇拜他的人。
Worship is human response to God's initiative.
这个崇拜就是人对神的伟大的一个的表示。
In Genesis, the Bible says God walked in the Garden of Eden.
在创世纪那里说到神在那个伊甸园。
And he was seeking for Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园那边，他找这个亚当跟夏娃。
In the coolness of the evening, God calls out, Adam, Adam, where art thou?
在晚上的时候，他就问，叫他，亚当，亚当，你在哪里？
And Adam and Eve came out to worship God.
那么亚当跟夏娃他们出来就是去敬拜神。
So worship is a response to the overture of God.
那么所以呢，崇拜，我们的崇拜就是对神的伟大的一个的回应。
The central reality of worship is found in spirit and in truth.
所以呢，这个崇拜的真正的意义就是在我们的灵里。
It is kindled within us only when the spirit of God touches our human spirit.
当我们的灵跟神的灵有接触的时候，这样子就真正的崇拜。
Now in worship we have forms, we have rituals.
那在崇拜里面，我们有很多的不同的方式。
And but we must remember that the form and ritual do not produce worship.
那我们要记得这些崇拜的一些的方式礼仪都不是真正的崇拜的意义。
We may be using all right techniques and methods.
我们可以用很好的方法而且很好的技术跟礼仪。
We may have the best possible liturgy.
我们可以有很好的最好的礼仪去崇拜。
But we have not worshiped God until God's spirit touches our spirit.
虽然有这样那么多的礼仪跟好的方法，也不算得是崇拜他。当我们真正的可以去崇拜神，如果我们的灵跟他神的灵有接触。
Singing and praying and praising all men lead to worship.
我们唱歌然后唱诗、祷告、崇拜、赞美诗都可以引到我们的崇拜。
But worship is more than any of them.
但是崇拜是比这些更多的。
Because our spirit must be ignited by the divine power.
因为我们的灵要被神的灵那个火点起来。
Now what do we mean by spirit touches spirit?
是什么意思呢？什么意思是说神的灵跟我们的灵有这个接触呢？
I'm glad you asked.
还好你问。
Now, it's kind of abstract when you talk about all these terms.
讲这些东西觉得很抽象，有时候。
I'm glad you noticed.
你也留意到。
It means you cannot worship properly with just your body.
意思就是说，我们不可以只是用我们的身体去崇拜。
If all God has of you on Sunday morning is your body, it's not worship. It's not enough.
如果你星期天的崇拜只是用这个身体去崇拜的话，这不够的。
If you're going to contact with God, you have to make contact with Him in your spirit.
如果我们要跟神有这个结束的时候，因为神是一个灵，所以我们是用灵的去跟他的交通。
Because this is His nature.
因为这是神的他的原本。Now
what is this spirit you're talking about?
是什么的灵呢?
This spirit refers to your inner person, your inner being.
这个灵就是说你里面的你。
Now let me explain this way.
让我解释一下。
Now physical death occurs when the body no longer functions.
当我们的身体有一天可以死，当如果那个身体不在，它的功能已经不行了。
That is when the spirit separated from the body.
那么我们的灵魂就跟这个身体分开了。
But one can die spiritually too.
但是呢，我们的灵也可以死的。When
your spirit is dead, when your spirit does not function.
如果你的灵也它的功能已经不行了，也会死。That is
that you are not able to respond to God.
意思就是说，如果你没有办法用灵跟神的对神的回应的时候。Now
the Bible says we are all born spiritually dead.
其实呢，圣经对我们说，我们每个人。 其实都是剩下来的时候，我们的心灵是死的。Paul
said you are dead in sin and trespasses.
保罗说我们是在我们的罪里死了。And
then he makes us alive through Jesus Christ.
但是神借着耶稣让我们复活过来。That
is to say, when Jesus came, he makes us alive again.
所以耶稣来是为我们可以再活。He
was talked. Now he was talking to people who were alive physically.
他跟保罗这样子说的时候，他是对这些活的人说的。So
he was referring to alive being the spiritual part of you, alive.
就是说活着的意思，这个活就是说圣灵，我们的灵的一个活着。So
when Jesus comes, he is not saying that I'm going to make you alive physically.
所以耶稣没有说我来是让你这个身体上的复活。I
have come to quicken or to make your spiritual part of you alive.
我来这里是让你这个灵可以活着。So
fellowshipping with God occurs when God's invisible spirit and your spirit and your invisible spirit they contact, they touch each other.
所以这个真正的崇拜。 当我们真正崇拜的时候，我们的灵跟神的灵就是可以连接起来。So
if God has your body but does not have your invisible spirit, you cannot worship God who is spirit.
所以如果神只是得到你这个只是身体上的那个崇拜的时候，你还没有真正的崇拜。You
can clap to the song, you can sing with the choir, you can say amen to the words, but unless the spirit has kicked into gear, you cannot worship.
你可以就是拍手唱歌，你可以参加诗班，你可以念读经。不过当如果你没有真正用你的灵去崇拜的时候，这也不是真正的崇拜。So
the question is how do you kick your spirit into gear with God's spirit? So your spirit is worshiping God's spirit.
那么问题就是说，你怎么样可以用你的灵装备你的灵，去崇拜他呢？
For this, we need the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
要这样子装备的话，我们需要圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit is act as a liaison.
这个圣灵就是说一个联络人。In
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10 to 16.
在哥林多前书第二章10到16节那边说。
Now this is a very long passage, but it means that the Spirit knows the mind of God.
这是一段很长的经文，不过意思就是说这个灵是。
Because the Spirit is able to know the mind of God, so His work is to link your spirit with God's spirit.
因为这个圣灵他是很了解到神的心意的时候，他就可以把你的灵跟神的灵可以联络起来。
Therefore, if you want to worship God, then you must be yielded to the Spirit.
所以呢，当如果你要真正的去崇拜神的时候，你就需要圣灵。Another
thing that you want to, I want you to pay attention is your thoughts, your thinking.
就是说到。 讲到你，而且另外一样是，就是你的思想。
That means your mind must be centered on God.
当你来崇拜的时候，你的这个思想要集中在神那里。
Now, if you come to church and you were sitting there, but you're thinking your favorite spot.
如果你是来到教会，你坐在这里崇拜的时候，你又想哦，这样关于你喜欢的那些运动。You
were thinking of the World Cup, the soccer, the All Blacks.
你想到你最爱看的那些运动啊，或者这个世界的足球啊，或者那个 rugby 啊。Or
you are worrying your problems.
或者你对你的工作，你的有什么的担心的事情。Then
you are not worshiping.
这样子的时候，你就没有真正的去崇拜。How
about you're so tired that you're not able to keep your eyes open when you come to worship?
或者你来到崇拜的时候，你很累，你就很多时候都就是太累了，就会睡着了。And
the reason you're so tired because you stay late on Saturday night.
你那么累，你眼睛都打不开，为什么？因为你星期六晚上。
So you are no in no condition to worship.
所以呢，你星期天来到就很累，就没有办法真正的去崇拜。So
God wants your undivided attention, you know, so that you can worship Him in your thinking, in your mind.
但是神要我们真的全部我们的精神都集中在他的身上。The
object of worship is God.
我们崇拜的那个对象就是神。
That means moving your bedtime on Saturday early.
就是说，星期六晚上你早一点去睡觉。But
you say, Pastor, you know the World Cup is on Saturday night.
但是你说牧师的那个世界足球是在星期六晚上。
I must watch this game. It's so important to me.
我要看这个足球，因为很重要。I
have a suggestion for you.
我有一个提议。
You can tape it and then watch it later.
你可以把它录下来，然后呢，迟一点再看。
Another word I want you to remember is the word prayer.
另外一点我要你记得的就是这个祷告。
Worship always begins with proper attitude.
这个崇拜呢，是开始的时候是我们要有正确的态度。
That's why prayer is important.
所以那个祷告是非常的重要。
Prayer is simply communicating with God.
祷告是与神的交通。
So it involves much more than saying some items.
所以呢，祷告不但只是说一些，讲一些话。
See, prayer connects the hearts and the mind of man with the hearts and mind of God.
祷告呢，是我们因为是跟神的交通，所以呢，是连接到我们的心灵跟神的灵。It
can be verbal. It can be non-verbal.
其实祷告也可以用话语的去祷告，用我们的话，也可以是陌生的祷告，没有话语的。And
that's the reason why Paul said that we have to pray without ceasing. It means we are in the consciousness of praying.
所以保罗这里说到，我们要不停的祷告，不停的祷告。Another
word I want you to remember is the word meditation.
另外一个样。 东西我想大家知道记得的就是这个默想。Meditation
means fixing your mind and heart on God.
这个默想是用我们的全部的那个精神，我们的心灵就是固定在神的身上。So
in your devotion time,
当你灵修的时候，
if all you do is read a passage of scripture and mumble some words of prayer items.
如果你灵修的时候只是念一些经文，然后就讲一些的祷告。
You do not worship.
这也不是一个崇拜。
Worship includes yieldedness to the Holy Spirit.
这个崇拜就是我们对这个圣灵完全的顺服。
And fixation and focus on God.
完全的去固定在神的身上。
The question is, are you living a life of yieldedness and submission?
那个问题就是你真的是不是完全对神的有这个顺服呢？
Is it any wonder sometimes that our spirit is so dead?
有没有觉得有时候你觉得你的灵好像死了？
Another term that I want you to remember is spirit and truth.
另外一样的就是这个灵跟这个真理。
Notice in verse 24, Jesus goes on to say, God is not only a spirit, He is truth.
这里我们看到在24节那里说到神是个灵。 也是他，所以呢，敬拜他是用信灵更诚实的去敬拜他。So
worship must be in spirit and in truth.
所以呢，这个崇拜是用信灵跟这个诚实、真理。It's not
either or, but it is both and.
不是说只是用信灵或者诚实，是两样一起的。Some
Christian groups are really high on worship.
有些基督徒的团体，他们的崇拜是很活跃的。There
is some praises and sing and clap and feel good.
他们唱歌很大声，然后就拍手，然后就跳，就觉得很高兴。And
tears running down the cheeks.
然后他们唱诗唱到会流泪。As
they sing Hallelujah.
他们唱 Hallelujah.
But worship involve more than your emotional experience.
但是呢，这个敬拜，这个崇拜是超过这一些的。Now
nothing is wrong with spirited worship. You know, you clap and sing. Nothing is wrong with that.
但是是非常好的事了。我们唱诗、拍手、流泪，这是没有错的。But
it must, if you want to be authentic worship, it must be combined with truth.
但是如果你要真正的去崇拜的时候，你要把这个跟这个真理。
The people may be shouting, but what is the pastor preaching?
不但只是用这个唱诗，觉得很高兴，但是要看看牧师，也要听到牧师的讲道，讲的真理。On
Mount Gerizim, where the Semitic woman worship, they had lots of spirit, but no truth.
在这个一个山上，这个撒玛利亚妇人那边，她在崇拜的时候。 有很多的灵，但是没有真理。But
down in Jerusalem, where the Jews worship, they had lots of truth, but no spirit.
另外呢，有些犹太人他们去崇拜的地方，听到很多的真理，但是没有这个灵。It
was a dead orthodoxy. There's lots of church, and that's how a lot of churches are today.
真的很多的教会今天也是同样这样子。So
when some people choose a church, they will say, I like that church because it's very lively.
有些人他们觉得他们选择教会的时候，他们说我喜欢这个教会，因为他们很活跃。Another
one would say, well, that church is good because it's teaching the Bible.
有些人就选另外一些教会，他们就说我喜欢这个教会，因为他们教导很多的真理。But
we don't have to choose, you know, between the two. We need both with a spirit and truth.
但是其实呢，真正我们要寻找的是两样，不但只是有这个灵的赞美，也要这个真理的教导。True
worship is when my innermost being, having received the proper information about God, explode with joy and at the very thought of the greatness of God.
当我们真正这个敬拜的时候，我们真的觉得受到他神自己的真理，然后他的灵的时候，我们真的觉得很有这种的经验。In
the course of this tremendous teaching on worship, Jesus made one of the most awesome statement ever recorded.
在这个教导崇拜的这个过程当中，耶稣这讲的一个很记得我们听的话。
Do you notice at the end of verse 23, it says, the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit of truth. For this kind of worship is what the Father is seeking.
他在23节那边说，时候到了，如今就是要真正拜父的，要用心灵更诚实去敬拜，因为父要这样子的人去敬拜他。
So here it says that the Father God is seeking, is looking for worshippers.
这里他是意思说到。 神在寻找真正敬拜他的人。
The great God of the universe is looking for, is hunting for worshippers.
这个宇宙万物的伟大的神，竟然他只是寻找一些真正敬拜他的人。
So what a stunning thought that God is searching for worshippers.
这是那么惊人的思想，就是说神一个那么伟大的神，竟然他在寻找。
But can you believe it? He is finding a hard time getting someone to truly worship him.
你可以不可以想象到，相信到真的他是找真正要崇拜他的人是不容易找到的。So
today God is still saying, I'm still looking for worshippers.
所以今天神也对我们说，我也在正在的寻找。
So now do you understand the essence of worship?
你了解到这个崇拜的真正的意义吗?
The essence of worship is you come before God, who is the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, with your inner being, your inner person.
这个崇拜的本质呢，就是说你来到神的面前，用你的内心。
Not just your body,
不但只是你的身体,
but also your spirit.
你的内心, 你的心灵,
and it must be rested on the truth of God.
这个依靠在神的真理上来崇拜他,
and that's worship.
这就是真正这个崇拜的意义。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray that your spirit will continue to work in our hearts, that we will keep your word in our hearts that we may not sin against you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.